grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, increase in us your gift of faith, that forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to what lies ahead, we may follow the way of your commandments and receive the crown of everlasting joy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. You may be seated.
The first reading this morning is from Amos. Seek the Lord and live, or he will break out against the house of Joseph like fire, and it will devour Bethel with no one to quench it. You that turn justice to wormwood and bring righteousness to the ground, they hate the one who reproves in the gate, and they abhor the one who speaks the truth. Therefore, because you trample on the poor and take from them levies of grain, you have built a house of hewn stone, but you shall not live in them. You have planted pleasant vineyards, but you shall not drink of their wine. For I know how many are your transgressions, and how great are your sins. You who afflict the righteous, who take a bribe, and push aside the needy in the gate, therefore the prudent will keep silent in such a time, for it is an evil time. Seek good and not evil, that you may live. And so the Lord, the God of hosts, will be with you, just as you have said. Hate evil, and love good, and establish justice at the gate. It may be that the Lord, the God of hosts, will be gracious to the remnant of Joseph. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 90 responsively. So teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts to wisdom.
Return, O Lord, how long will you tarry? Be gracious to your servants.
Satisfy us by your steadfast love in the morning, so shall we rejoice and be glad all our days.
Make us glad.
Show your servants your works and your splendor to their children. And will be forever. Amen. A reading from Hebrews. Indeed, the word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing until it divides soul from spirit, joints from marrow. It is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart, and before him no creature is hidden, but all are naked and laid bare to the eyes of the one to whom we must render an account. Since then we have great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. Let us hold fast to our confession, for we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who in every respect has been tested as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these since my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said, "You lack one thing. Go, sell what you own and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." When he heard this, he was shocked and went away grieving, for he had many possessions. Then Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God. And the disciples were perplexed at these words. But Jesus said to them again, Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. They were greatly astounded and said to one another, Then who can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, For mortals it is impossible, but not for God. For God, all things are possible. Peter began to say to him, Look, we've left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I tell you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or fields for my sake and for the sake of the good news, who will not receive a hundredfold now in this age, houses, brothers and sisters, mothers and children and fields with persecutions, and in the age to come, eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last will be first. The Gospel of the Lord. I do some planning ahead, and I planned ahead way before I left for weeks in Germany by having somebody else preach today. So two of our five confirmation candidates will be sharing their faith statements this morning, and David Pepper will begin, and Brody Foley will follow. So thank you for taking my spot today.
It's hard to believe that I, David Pepper, am ready to be confirmed a member of the congregation at St. Peter's by the Sea Lutheran Church. I can still remember when I was in Sunday school, and even before then, giving Mentos to Pastor Sims after church. It has been a great journey thus far in my life. The experiences I've been given through the church have been great, such as laser tag and spy, confirmation camp, and opportunities to play the piano in church. I have been fortunate enough to be part of such an outstanding congregation. First, though, I would like to talk about faith. Faith in the dictionary is defined as a theological virtue, meaning the trust in the promise of Christ. Faith has helped me greatly along the path so far in my life. It helped me achieve my goal of receiving an outstanding education at St. Augustine High School. I would like to thank the entire congregation for helping me through these 14 plus years of my life. Every member has helped me, but I would like to give a special thank you to Dean and Gail Bennett, Jim, Pastor Sims, Pastors Brigman and Marone, Dick Irby, Vicar, now Pastor, Josh, my family, and my cousins, the Adelmans. They have been the most supportive of my journey, guided me, and have taught me many valuable life lessons. They have also taught me how God makes himself known through any individual. I cannot express enough thanks to this group. The sacrament of baptism is one of the most important sacraments in the church today. Baptism to me means that our original sin is forgiven and that we have become God's children. Jesus is very influential in my life. He proved that by dying on the cross, that God is willing to go to any measure in order to forgive us our sins. When Jesus was resurrected from the grave, he proved that death was not the end of our life, that our life on earth is only the beginning. Apart from saving us from sin, Jesus died for us because he saw potential in each of us and believed that everybody could become stewards of God and of the promises of Christ. The fact that God's only Son died for our sins is difficult to comprehend. The fact is, Jesus died for us, but why would God let his Son die for us? We were with the ones who condemned Jesus to the cross. This is perhaps the most intriguing part of Christianity. Being a Christian makes a huge difference in the way I live. I saw one of my old friends from elementary school the other day, drunk, running on Catalina Boulevard. He's also flunking school. Believing in God helps us make the right decisions in our toughest times. I think Laurel Haas said this in her faith statement, but I'm going to reemphasize it again. It is unfathomable how many 14-year-olds have gotten into drugs and alcohol. Being Christian helps us stay out of decisions that can ruin our lives. Holy Communion is an essential part of the church. Upon receiving the bread and wine, we are receiving the blood and body of our Lord Jesus, who was put to death in order to save us from sin. Prayer is another important part of Christianity. There are many different types of prayers: thanksgiving, petition, adoration, and contrition. Prayer is a communication with God. Prayer is often asking for needs, thanking God for what He has done in your life, or asking for the healing of others. During my life, I intend to serve Christ by community service and being at church. Serving others was one of the most influential teachings of Jesus. Jesus helped anybody, no matter who they were or what their past was. Examples include Jesus healing the blind man by putting mud on his eyes, and Jesus curing the man with leprosy. A well-known story told by Jesus, the Good Samaritan, is a perfect example of serving those less fortunate than ourselves. The Bible verse that I picked today is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I selected this verse because it's a perfect example of life. Sometimes decisions do not go your way, but if you move on, you will often find a better plan in the future. This is life. We must move off our past and prepare for the future. If you dwell on this case of bad luck, you will never be able to identify the true plan. Like the prophet Jeremiah says, "The Lord will never try to hurt you, but sometimes opportunities will not go your way in order to reach our main goal." Everyone in this church has received a plan from the Lord. It is just up to us to identify God's plan for us. Thank you.
When I first attended St. Peter's by the Sea, it was at Vacation Bible School when I was 11 years old. The members of VBS recommended that I attend St. Peter's Friday Night Youth Group to get closer to God. I started attending SPY shortly after that, and I started attending church on Sundays with my family, getting baptized and going to confirmation classes. I would like to thank the people who have influenced me and encouraged me through my journey of faith. Those people are Pastor Marone, Joshua Sonaro, Dora Adja, my prayer sponsor, the Goswicks family, who have been great friends with me and my mother and me, Stephanie Myers, the new youth leader, who has been amazing with all the youth, getting closer to God, and all of the congregation members at St. Peter's. When I was 12, Pastor Marone baptized me. I remember when Pastor splashed water and wrote a cross and oil on my forehead. This baptism meant to me that I told God and the church that I accepted the Lord into my life. Jesus in my life is the person who will always be there for me, will forgive my sins, and will listen and protect me in time of need. The death and resurrection of Jesus means to me that He sacrificed Himself for our sins, that we can live an eternal life with God. Without Jesus in my life, I would feel alone because I would have no one to hear my prayers. Being a Christian makes a difference in how I live because it helps me make better choices. For example, what would Jesus do? I always think to myself, if Jesus wouldn't do it, neither would I, or what could I do to be better? The importance of the Holy Communion in my life makes me feel closer to God because it reminds me that Jesus sacrificed His life for me. Prayer is important to me because it makes me feel that someone will always be there listening to me and makes me feel confident that God will do what's best. And this last year, I was volunteering at Taco, helping with blessing of the surfboards, being a VBS volunteer, and going to SPY every Friday night. I also see myself in the future by serving Christ in my life, by volunteering in church activities, serving those in need, caring for animals in need, and volunteering at the Rady's Children's Hospital, and participating in beach cleanups and other community service activities. Isaiah 40, 29 through 31, he gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and wearied, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles and will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. I chose this verse from the Bible because it highlights that when we believe in the Lord, we will be strong enough to endure all the obstacles in life. For example, when schoolwork is tough and relationships are difficult, people die, and we will be strong enough to overcome these situations in order to keep on serving the Lord and others. Thank you.
Brody and David, along with their other classmates, will be confirmed, making an affirmation of their baptism on the Reformation Sunday, which is the last Sunday in this month. So how can we worry about the future of the church when we have people like this who are already the church? They're not the future of the church. They are the church. So let's stand and sing our hymn of the day.